Slip and Blaggart were lost too. They had strayed from the main course of River Moss in the Shrewboat and now lay becalmed up a tributary. Slip had decided the blame lay with Blaggart.
You are big barnacle! What did you bring us up this here backwater for?
The sea rat knew he dare not argue with his captain, so he shrugged with an injured air.
Captain?
Slip was working himself up into a fine temper, and drawing his cutlass slowly, he imitated Blaggart's voice.
Captain? Captain?
Is that all you can say? Captain? Captain? Oh, Captain, you useless lump of sea slop! Now, over the side with your carcass and get pulling on the head rope before I carved you into crab meat.
Stifling a sigh of resignation, Blaggart heaved his bulk over the bows, drawing in a swift gasping breath at the stream's chill. Shouldering the head rope, he began towing the Shrewboat behind him, but not without protest.
I'll be better off paddling, Captain. Suppose there's eels and those hungry pike fishes swimming in these here waters. I could get myself etched up and you'd have to go it alone.
Slip snorted at the idea.
Pikes and eels got more sense than to try and eat a big fat poison blubber gut like you. Just keep heaving on that rope till I tells you to stop.
The sea rat heaved, but kept up his complaints.
The bottom's all muddy and squishy, Captain. Suppose I sinks out of sight, sucked under like...
Slip lay back in the boat, letting sun patterns play over him as the trees went by.
No such luck, barrel bum. This stream's got too much respect for itself and to have the likes of you laying in the mud like a dirty great porpoise. Pull, you swab!
The sun was beginning to dip low as Tarquin halted his searches. He squinted up at the sky before nodding decisively.
That's as far as we go in this direction, chaps. Two little uns like those couldn't have got further than this.
Brother Malin, a young mouse who himself had been a divin until four seasons ago, held up his paw.
Mr. Tarquin, sir, you'd be surprised at how far two divins can go in one afternoon. Maybe we should press on to the River Moss and search over that way.
You're barking up the wrong tree, laddie,
said the hare, staring down his nose for a moment at the brother.
Take my word for it. I know about these things. When you've got a few seasons under your belt like me, you'll know how to track and search expertly. Meanwhile, I suggest we spread out further apart and comb the bally old country to the east, making a sweep down south toward old St. Ninian's Church. Righto, troop, as you are, thrash the jolly bushes and shrubs with your staves, call out the names loud, Fur Thingy and What's-His-Mouse, no slacking, be dark before you know it.
The Red Wallers moved off into the undergrowth, shaking bushes and calling aloud as they moved in a southeastward sweep, off in the opposite direction to the lost dibbins.